哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。
Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 hey, ay, ay, hey.
My name is Esther Burdan, born in Teller, April 12, 1929. My mom and my dad named me Arunat after this old man from Little Diomede. He would like to have my parents to be his parents when he's gone. That's how come my mom and my dad named me Arunat, because he tell my mom that he makes good pancakes in the morning. My dad is Mike Kuelek, and my mom is Josephine Kuelek and Kimasuk. Almost born in Dachsland. My mom was pregnant with me in Cape Woolley. They were going back to Wales from Cape Woolley. Maybe they were thinking to stay in Cape Woolley for the summer. They stopped right there and built maybe igloo. April 12th, my dad take my mom with me and Polly, my older sister, to tell her to have a baby. With the doctor from Cape Woolley to tell her my mom was in labor. And my mom tell my dad that I should just let her come out. My dad tell my mom, no, try and wait, because your baby gonna get freeze. So my mom were really holding me, and my dad put little tent over the sled, and maybe in the front he put primer stove or gas stove to make my mom warmer. So when they get to Teller, they went to my uncle's house, Philip Nanura. That time when somebody come from somewhere like Dark Teams, men go meet them. I think it was William O'Quillick meet my dad, and there was two more. They put my mom in a reindeer skin and carry her into the house. My dad run around and go get a midwife. So when my dad leaves the house, my mom decide to let the baby go. And then she asked oldest daughter, her name is Lillian. Ilrazek, her asked, my name is Ilrazek. Lillian, Ilrazek, Suva baby, Anishak. What kind of baby is she? And Ilrazek tell my mom like this, it's a boy. So the midwives came and found out that I was a little girl. They wait for the Sunday for me to baptize and go back to Cape Woolley. I was raised in Wales. Old village, there's a dome, and there used to be old Khajgi. Right there. We used to go watch Eskimo dance in the Khajgi. my dad used to go hunting, and when he killed polar bear, he let my mom cook polar bear meat. He let the men eat in the Kashgi. I don't like to eat polar bear. I could eat anything, but I don't like to eat polar bear. My sisters like it, my family like it. After they had feasts for the men, my dad danced bear dance. He gave away those ropes, sealskin, Eskimo ropes. In springtime, the skin boat used to come from Little Diomede, and we used to really want to see them when they come. They just show up. When the weather is bad, they used to have really good Eskimo dances, stormbound in Wales. Every night would be Eskimo dance. In springtime, when the weather is real nice, you could see the horizon mirage, really pretty, like hot weather. And we could see the Little Diomede and the Siberian hills when the weather is real nice. The store got coffee, flour, milk. Those kind. We used to have mail boat. The skin boat go meet the mail boat. We got a boat. We always have to go boating. We go get woods from past Tin City, and we go get woods for the stove. We climb up the big hill, and then we go on top, and we walk past Tin City, and we go pick sour ducks. We walk lots, picking greens. By the lagoon, we pick lots of suras and ivaclucs and sour ducks. We pick them for the winter food. We got no refrigerators, no freezers. We pick them and we cook them a little, boil them, and put them in a barrel, and we let them get sour in a dark place so it won't get spoiled from the sun. We always have to play out in summer, springtime. There's brown grass. We gather lots of those. We braid the grass and make jump ropes. If they broke in the middle, we have to add some more grass again and braid it. We play again, and we play jump rope like 2x2s and 1x1, sometimes 3. We make long jump ropes. Long time ago, when they had reindeer, when they bring the reindeers into the corral, we have to hold the gunny sack so they won't go anywhere. They have antlers. It used to be scary. Lots of people have to line up like this, holding the gunny sack. Scary, scary. Only the men that mark them. They have to really fight and let them fall to the ground and mark them. We go up there in the corral and we camp all to be together and help each other. The reindeer herders, they would be out in the country and look for their reindeers, and they gather them and bring them down to the corral. They got no snow machines. That time they walked. Don't know how many days they would be in the tundra looking. I don't go to school that much. I go in only to fourth grade because our moms and dads used to take us to our camp in fall time, like in November, when the rivers are starting to freeze. We got a camp on the beach where there's a fish in the river. And in December, my parents and my sister and brothers, they go in the river and go fishing for tomcats. When it was time for December, they watched the moon. I think when the moon gets really round and shiny, full moon, they starting to go check the river and go spear flounders. And when they go out to the ocean from the river, that's when they find them. There were lots fill up their sled. And we always think that they must be halibut babies. We eat them. We eat quack frozen, and we fry them, and we boil them in our sod house. It's filled up with flounders. It's a sod house, and it got a window. Stay real hot, no cold, because it's in the ground. They just have to fill up that top with sod. The whole family would stay in there. And it got bench, two big logs. My dad work on them and make them flat and put them together so we can sleep on top. Lots of work, but we don't mind because we were the only ones that stay up there. So when we want to go back to Wales for Christmas, so I always have to go with Harry Olana. He go to Wales from another little camp from Ikpik. They always let me go with Harry Olana. It was fun. Maybe half a day, or maybe we get to Wales in the afternoon. Christmas in Wales used to be the school kids have their pieces and they sing. And one day when we come back from Wales, I beg for peace to read. Was trying to learn it. And my sister Sarah was saying to me, you shouldn't even beg for reading. If you want to read, you have to really learn. So I learned a little bit, so I read it. We get Christmas presents from the missionary, sent some toys to the church to give away to the kids in Wales, like a doll, maybe the trucks and cars for the boys. Christmas after program, we used to go caroling in Wales, long time ago when we were younger, and we sing maybe 1 o'clock at night time. We sing Silent Night, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Christmas carols. There used to be a shooting star going down that way. They used to say that was Qitrmiut Abagat. There was an old man, maybe up there, he'd go hunting with the shooting star. Once in a while, we see that shooting star going down that way. And we used to say that, there goes Qitrmiut Abagat and Nirsaniyat. There goes Qitrmiut Abagat, old man going to seal hunting. One missionary, Miss Staffer, she was in Wales for a long time. Stay in Wales the winter and summer for I don't know how many years. She never moved from Wales. And she teaches us how to knit socks. She let us go to Bible study at her house. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Study those, learned from them. She let us know about Jesus. We used to be real happy when we see airplane coming in to Wales. We call, airplane! We scream when we first saw airplane, airplane! And then when it land, we go after and go meet down there. And somebody would come in once in a while, like our relatives, when they're starting to fly. Pretty soon we'd like to go in a plane. We left Wales in 1957 with the skin boat, with my family, my whole family, going to Nome to stay. We moved to Nome because my brother Andrew and my brother Teddy, that's Teddy's kids, their mommy is resting in the hospital in ANS when they first opened, when they had people that have tuberculosis. That we should move to Nome where there's better food, like milk, to grow. It was an exciting move. We stayed down there in a tent in Sandspit. That time there was no land claims. We just have to sit wherever you want to be. You have to set your tent right here and camp. We stayed down there until they find a house to live. My brother Andrew buy Quonset hut. We don't like Quonset hut to live in because it got sliding door, no windows. And after that, he buy army house. First year, we want just go back to Wales. And the second year, we want to still go back to Wales. Nowadays, we don't want to go back to Wales no more. I meet my husband, David. He's a man that he looked like a white man, but he's Eskimo. My language and his language is from Wales. And he used to be my good teacher, and he say things that sometimes I don't know how to say it, I say.
Sumigitenaba.
I used to ask him, how do you say this? He would say it. Used to have skin boat too, my brother and my dad. My dad made it and my mom make sinew. She braid the sinew. I used to go hunting with my brother Andrew in Nome, Ubruk, go out in ice. It was fun because my brother used to go when the weather is real nice, way out. I go to the boat because I just want to be a cook. One time we got a walrus, and I used to go watch with the binoculars. And I told my brother, Andrew, look like walrus, look like walrus. Yeah, look like walrus. And he looked, and my brother say, it don't look like walrus. It look like ugruk. I said, oh, he look again. And then he said, Esther, that's walrus. See? I told you. And he got it. After we got it, we just want to play around. And then he tell us, guys have to work. Before the weather gets bad, we have to go back. We starting to help cutting. I get my ulu too, and I cut. When we got finished, we load up the boat, and we go across. He tell me, we're going to eat on the way, so you have to put those thermos, gas stove and coffee can and stuff over there in the front so you can make us lunch on the way. So I said, yeah, I'll make lunch on the way. 5 or 6 hours we were gone, and I put away that time real good walrus liver and coke, the skin of the walrus, we call it coke. I boil them and cook them like rare. 5 days, take the blood out from the liver. Water change every day. After 5 days, I dry them up and put them in a seal oil with coke and blubber. Put them under the ground where we keep our Eskimo food. I still got cellar at Fort Davis at our camp to put our seal oil for the winter. I used to be a fishing lady. I always fish at Fort Davis, fishing rods, drying fish, drying black meat. If I know how to drive, I would always be down there. Rain or shine, I would be down there. News in the TV, I always see Palmer is their gardeners. They say the weather is delaying their growth too for their plants, and I think like this too. Even around in Nome, our seal oils are delayed by the weather too. Real cold, they can't even get rendered. my mom teach me how to sew, how to make reindeer legging mukluks. My mom used to make those Eskimo raincoats, that kind of skin from the Ugruk intestine. I make parkies, I make mukluks, I make slippers, I make mittens, I make those slippers with crimps, those bleached silkskin crimp in the front and on the back. We use our teeth that time. We soften it, soak them in the soapy water. When they get soft, let them dry a little bit and start kija. Right now, those young people don't know how to speak Inupiaq. They don't understand what I say. The Eskimo people, when they talk, they don't hear. Could understand King Island and Diomede and Shishmaref and Teller, Brevik, talk to each other. In 1960s, we joined the Methodist Church. We grew up in Presbyterian Church in Wales. And when we go to Nome, there was no Presbyterians, there was no Lutherans, there was not too many churches that time. When I learned how to sing, I learned it from Helen Snangitu from our church and John Pitney, our pastor. They were starting to sing translated songs. So they always have to invite us to go listen and sing. So that way I started to learn them how to sing in translated song. So Helen used to be our leader, and then Helen sick, and she say, Esther, you have to learn how to be a leader. So you have to be our leader now. You better learn. My sister Polly was the one that really teach me how to sing at first, but when she get old, I'm starting to do it myself. It helps myself. Have thine own way, Lord. I translate it at the same time and sing it. Bizu lek, bizu lek dun, atanik. Bizu lek dun anga yuwa, bizu lek dun, bilik to ruwa din ma rojunga. So in nga bilunga. Bisuchtun utaki martwa tajani itu bisuchtun angaiwa bisuchtun isilanga uktua nga angaiwa ublumini katik singa aniu tun Lord. Irungapak mami na yuti maktunga dajani ki siki tunga bisulirtunanga yuwa bisulirtun igil kujunga izumani urtunga igayunga kanipsungnamni Sangin ilo nan sangin Pigia gutigia Ak singa maminga Anirtun ipritua No good to have body aching. I'm getting old. Utok khalil ratak tu.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.